Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Please Mom, Feminize Me, Final Part, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Dad, I really screwed up. I mentioned that Abby is a boy. Stan was, of course, in disbelief, but he never challenged me on it. He has been avoiding the shop and hasn't talked to Abby in a week. Mom, when Bill told me what he had done, I was furious with him. Abby has poured her heart out to us, done her best to become the daughter she always wanted to be, and worked hard to not show her fear to anyone but us. Stan represents her acceptance as a female, and she is in love with him to the point that they had love already. I'll have to tell Abby, but I'll wait until she is at the office or here at home when we can be alone. Mom told me what Dad had done, and I knew it was over. I was angry with Dad because I trusted him, and he blew it. Now I'll be lucky if Stan only tells everyone in school. Mom sat there looking mad, not at me, but at Dad. I was so angry that I wanted to call him and let him have it right there and then. I sank to the bed, sure that my new life, the one I had carefully crafted out of my fear, was going to be in shambles. We were at home when she told me. It was Friday, so I had all weekend to try and figure out what to do. I am enrolled at school as Abigail, and couldn't just stop dressing as a girl now even if I wanted to, which I don't. Stan. He is the key to this, and we have to talk about it, but how? He's avoiding me. Dad. I've never seen Audrey this angry at me before, and trust me, it's not a pretty sight. She told me in very clear terms what we, she and I, would have to do. I asked Stan to come over for dinner that night. I hope Audrey is right about this. It could ruin all of us. Mom told me that Stan was coming over for dinner and the four of us would work it out. She sounded very firm about this, and I'm sure that Dad is in for it. But it's Stan and I that are the centerpiece of this little show. Mom told me to clean up, then left me so I could change. If I was going to get torn apart because of what Dad had done, I thought I might as well confuse the issue as much as I could, so I pulled out the sundress. It's very feminine looking and better. Allows me to show off some cleavage. I stripped and went to the shower, shaved and checked for stray hairs, then started to get dressed. I was scared at what might happen tonight. So in order to make myself feel as feminine as possible, and because I could, I didn't wear a panty brief or panties or pantyhose. Just my corselet, which gives me a smaller waist and hikes up my boobs. I did my makeup in muted tones of green and gray with black eyeliner and mascara. I did my hair in a flip and slipped the dress over my head, zipped it up, and stepped into my white heels. I put on some white button earrings with a necklace to match, dabbed on some perfume, did my lipstick, and opened the bedroom door. Mom was standing there, reaching for the doorknob. Stay up here until I call you Abby, okay? Okay, Mom. I shut the door to wait. Looking in the mirror, all I saw was girl. The twin mounds of my breasts swelled out of the dress a little. My waist, now a trim 24 inches, was accented by the flaring of the skirt, which had a hemline just above my knees. There was nothing else I could do except wait. About 10 minutes later, I heard Mom call my name. I opened the door to the room and stepped out. The carpeting hid the sound of my heels until I stepped into the foyer. Stan, Mom, and Dad were all in the family room waiting. I drew in a breath and went in, sitting next to Mom on the small sofa. We all know why we are here. Stan, you and Abby have dated for quite a while now, and I know that you two have had love, so tell me, is she any less a woman than any other girl you've dated? No, ma'am. Bill, has Abby been anything less than a wonderful daughter in the last few months? No, but... Stan, Bill told you Abby is his son, and that is true, but look at her and tell me she is any less a woman than I am. Stan looked at me, shock on his face, but there was no way he could deny the way I looked. I can't. Then what's the problem here? Abby loves you, and you know it, and I think you love her as well. It's true that she can never have children, but there are other ways to have a family, if you two are adult enough to face it together. Abby is scared that you might hate her, now that you have found out her secret, and you're mad that you weren't sharp enough to discover it on your own. Or that having love with her makes you something you're not. Mom sat back and said nothing for a minute. Tell me, Stanley, do you love Abby? He nodded his head yes, but Mom told him to say it. Yes, ma'am. Does she seem any different than any other time you've seen her? No, ma'am. Then we can assume that you still love her? Yes, ma'am. Bill, we have a few things to discuss. Let's go out on the patio. It wasn't anything less than an order, so Dad left with Mom, leaving Stan and I looking at each other. He was staring at me, unable, I know, to say anything, which left it to me. Stan, I wanted to tell you I really did, but I had fallen for you and didn't want to take the chance that you would either hurt me or, worse, let me worry forever. He sat there, not moving at all, and I felt my eyes filling with tears. Dabbing with a tissue, I waited. Then he was standing there in front of me, no smile, his hands at his side. Not wanting to be looked down on, I stood up. Meanwhile, out on the patio. You're telling me that Abby can make love. How? Never mind, I don't want to know. Bill, you brought this all on yourself, but this might turn out to be the best thing that's happened to her so far. And to answer your question, Abby can make love the same way we do. That panty she wears is made in a way that allows her to function as a woman. You never told me that. You had no reason to know, Bill. Abby is in many ways a better daughter than Beth ever was, and you know it. Look how she has transformed your office. Beth could never do that. Think about how she acts around you and I. She has always been ready to help out around here, and she loves herself now, something she never did before. We both see it in the way she walks and talks, her smile, and the way she is so confident. Can you say that was the way it was before? No, I guess not, but... Bill, the only question here is, do you love her and will you support her? Of course. Abby. I looked up as Stan reached out for me and fell against him. I felt his lips on my cheek, then on my lips, a gentle caress, yet I shivered. Your mother is quite a bundle when she's mad, isn't she? I did not answer him. I'd hate to be in your father's shoes right about now. That made me smile because he was right. Abby, can we go back a month and start over? Do you mean that? What about... I never got the rest out because his lips were on mine, his hands holding me tightly against him. Dad looked very sheepish when he and Mom came back in. They found Stan and I in a lip lock, which we broke off right away. I helped Mom make the dinner, and later, Stan and I sat on the patio alone. You're going to become a real woman someday. How long does that take? 2 years, maybe a bit less, but it'll be worth it. I hope so, Abby. 2 years is a long time to wait. I can take care of things, you already know that, and there are other ways. Just about then, he grabbed me and kissed me. His hand roamed up my leg and I let him, then his hand was on my thing. I put my hand on his member, stroked it once or twice, then moved away. Abby, not here, silly. My parents are very busy right now. The lights in their bedroom went off just then, and we were all alone in our private patio. Stan came to me and held me again. Then, as he began to stroke my back, whispered in my ear that he loved me. I reached out and touched him again, and watched as his eyes grew wider. I unbuckled his pants and let them fall, pushed him back to the chair and sat on his lap, facing him as he entered me. It was wonderful to be in control and watch him as his eyes closed in ecstasy. He didn't last very long this time either. He and I stayed out there for another 2 hours, then he left for home. I went to my room to clean up, then went to bed. In the morning, Dad was gone already, so Mom and I had another talk. Your father knows he screwed up and is willing to try and make amends. I told him that we might as well get you into some kind of program, and he has agreed to pay for everything. After coffee, I'll call the doctor while you get dressed. About 2 hours later, the doctor, after a quick examination, agreed with Mom and gave me a shot. He did say that the hormones might take forever to kick in, but for me to be patient. I went to the office while Mom went home. Stan and I never again make love. But I did find another way to make him happy that he really liked, and about the time Christmas arrived, I had developed enough that I no longer needed the breast forms. Valerie and I got real close, and I told her what had happened between Stan and I. When I told her my boobs were all my own, she almost clapped. She was my best girlfriend, and it showed on her face. We were almost to the Christmas break when Rancid and the rest of the horde caught me again. He was very angry with me, and the look on his face made me shake a little. I know where you work, bitch. Be careful. He stomped off one way while I ran to my car. I went straight to the office and called Dad. I told him what Rancid said, and he promised to be there each night before 5. 2 days later, with Dad and Stan in the shop, Rancid showed up as I was on the way to my car. I was almost there when he grabbed me, which lasted maybe 10 nanoseconds. Dad yanked him away from me, and as Rancid raised his fist, Dad hit him as hard as he could, right in the mouth. Dad was panting in anger, Stan standing by, and Rancid quickly got up and faced my dad. A very serious mistake. Rancid ducked and swung. Dad stepped back and hit on the point of the chin, which drove him to the ground again. As he was just getting up, Dad kicked him right in the ribs. I could hear snapping bones from where I was. "I think we have had enough of you around here. Abby, go call the cops." I did. The cops were well aware of Rancid, and when they took our statements, they showed no sympathy towards him. Because he was over 18, Dad was in the clear. He was protecting his daughter, me, which is fully justified. The cops dragged Rancid away, and I hugged Dad as hard as I could. Stan and I went to the prom, of course, and we both stayed working at the shop. It was a very long 2 years and 4 months, but I did have my surgery. 6 months later, Stan took his plumber's test and passed, of course. When we celebrated, it was just he and I showed him just how a woman can love a man. Abigail is a wonderful daughter. After Beth went back to school, she stayed there a while, then left with her boyfriend for parts unknown. And to this day, we do not know where she is. Abby has blossomed in the last few years, but even while she was still in school, she was every bit as much a girl as any other. Stan was a bit wobbly when he found out about her, but they managed to work it out, and now it looks like Bill will have someone to leave the business to. Me? I am happy that Abby found herself and had the courage to see it through. I have to say that I now understand that Abby has always been my daughter, even when she was a boy. Sure, I was angry at first. Sad that it was my son that wanted to be a woman. Then I discovered just how vibrant a woman she is. I love her and wouldn't trade her for anything. Besides, without her, how is Stan going to be part of the family? Abby is my best friend. I never thought that would happen, especially at first when she told me. Then I watched her as she became a real woman. From head to toe, in her heart and mind, she is as much a woman as I am. She has asked me to be her maid of honor at her wedding. As close as we are, how can I refuse? I can't imagine life without Abby. From the first time I saw her to this moment, she has excited me, deep down where it counts. Sure, I was shaken when I found out the truth, but not one time has she ever been less than the woman I know her to be. I asked her to marry me, and she said she would, so we set a date for next June. God, I love that girl. Stan has made this all worth it. From the beginning, when I first blurted out what I wanted to be, I tried not to look back. That's not to say I wasn't scared most of the time, I was. But I never could have done this without my parents, and Valerie, of course. Stan brought all of my senses to life, and now that I am a woman, I intend to raise every one of his in return right after the wedding. Thanks for listening to my tale of discovery and longing, fear and love. The end. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next story and show your support on Patreon.